History Daily is sponsored by Progressive. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. And here's a helpful fact that you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple, too. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive Auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. It's the afternoon of June 30th, 1559, on a tournament field in Paris, France. In a richly decorated grandstand above the arena, 40-year-old Catherine de' Medici raises a feather fan and stirs the warm summer air around her. As queen, she has a fine view of the field. Everywhere she looks, there are colorful banners fluttering in the breeze, and knights in gleaming armor patiently awaiting their turn in the arena. But behind her polite smiles and courtly manners, Catherine is not happy. At the far end of the field, her husband, King Henry II, has mounted his charger and locked his lance into position beneath his arm. Catherine and the king's other advisors have urged him not to take part in this tournament, but Henry loves jousting and insisted. A herald raises his hand and the crowd falls silent. There's a blast of trumpets, then Henry drives his horse forward. His opponent charges toward him. As the riders pass each other, their lances clatter off each other's shields. Neither man is dismounted, so both continue to the end of the course. There's applause from the crowd, and Catherine beats her fan a little harder. The joust is not over yet. The trumpets sound again, and the two men charge back toward each other. The riders meet, and this time, the king's opponent scores a direct hit. There's an explosion of wood as his lance strikes Henry's shoulder, glances into his helmet, and shatters. Henry's horse carries him on, but the king is reeling in the saddle. His lance drops, and he claws at his helmet as blood streams down his neck into his armor. Catherine sits up straighter, and her fan falls still. Even she can't mask her concern. Down on the field, attendants rush forward and help Henry down from his horse. They peel off his helmet, and Catherine catches one glimpse of her husband's torn and bloodied face before the fan slips from her hand and Catherine faints. King Henry II's wounds will become infected, and he will die 10 days after this joust. His sons will inherit the French crown, but it is his widow, Catherine de' Medici, who will become the true power behind the throne. As Queen Mother, she will lead France at a time of religious turmoil. And while she will be remembered by some as a patron of the arts, she will be vilified by others as the ruthless mastermind behind the murder of thousands of people on the streets of Paris on August 24, 1572. Hello, History Daily listeners. The live show I've been telling you about for a few weeks has a new date, October 23rd at the Plaza Theater in Garland, Texas. This is my Days That Made America tour, a thrilling evening of history, storytelling, and music with me and a band live on stage. So if you're in the North Texas area or anywhere close, be sure to come out and see me live. More shows will be announced soon, too. So for information on tickets and upcoming dates, go to historydailylive.com. That's historydailylive.com. Come see my Days That Made America tour live on stage. Go to historydailylive.com. History Daily is sponsored by Progressive. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. And here's a helpful fact that you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple, too. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive Auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Your social media feed delivers plenty of advice, but it doesn't know you. It doesn't ask questions. It doesn't give physical exams or order tests. Doctors do. At the American Medical Association, we believe the best care starts with a real conversation with someone who understands the science and your unique health. So stay curious, ask questions, but when it's time to make decisions, make them with a doctor. Learn more at AMAHealthVsHype.org. That's AMAHealthVsHype.org.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Think about it. When it comes to your own food, you can walk into a restaurant, see what's being made, and know exactly what you're getting. But with dog food, most brands keep that completely hidden. Just Food for Dogs does the opposite. They've built their entire brand around open kitchens. You can actually walk in and watch them prepare your dog's meals with real human-grade ingredients like chicken, beef, carrots, and peas, cooked right there in front of you. No mystery, no behind the scenes you're not allowed to see. That kind of transparency is rare in the pet food world. And it's a big reason they've become the number one vet-recommended fresh dog food, earning trust from pet parents who want to feel confident in what they're feeding. When a brand is willing to show you exactly how your dog's food is made, it says a lot about the care, quality, and standards behind every meal they produce. Nothing to hide, everything to love. Go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.
From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is August 24th, 1572, the St. Bartholomew's Day Massacre. It's August 18th, 1572, outside the main entrance of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, 13 years after the death of King Henry II. Queen Mother Catherine de Medici watches as her 19-year-old daughter Margot approaches a large platform erected in front of the cathedral. Waiting there is Margot's new husband, Henry of Navarre. He's a distant cousin of the royal family and one of the most prominent Protestants in France. Margot, by contrast, is a Catholic princess. Their marriage is intended to unite two branches of the royal family and help reconcile a bitterly divided country. Over the past decade, France has been torn apart by three civil wars between the country's Catholic majority and its Protestant minority, known as the Huguenots. Towns have been seized, churches destroyed, and thousands of people killed. This royal marriage is part of an attempt to end the conflict, but the differences between the faiths have also complicated the wedding ceremony. Henry cannot attend the Catholic Mass inside Notre Dame, so the marriage rite is performed outside the cathedral, where both bride and groom can participate. Catherine watches as the cardinal presides over the ceremony. The match has taken months of difficult negotiation. The Pope has not granted the necessary dispensation, and many French Catholics are outraged that Princess Margot is marrying a Protestant. But in the interests of peace, Catherine and her son, King Charles IX, have decided to proceed anyway. By now, Catherine de Medici has dominated French politics for more than a decade. When her husband died in 1559, their teenage son Francis inherited the throne. But he too died less than 18 months later, and the crown passed to Catherine's second surviving son, Charles. But Charles was only 10 years old at the time, so Catherine was named regent. And although her formal regency ended when Charles came of age, Catherine has remained his closest political advisor, and she is still one of the most powerful figures in France. In this time, she's become a renowned patron of art, architecture, and music, but much of her attention has been consumed by the religious civil wars. Catherine has alternated between repression of the Huguenots, limited toleration of them, and negotiation with them as she tries to preserve the authority of the crown and prevent France from tearing itself apart. 2 years ago, the Peace of Saint-Germain brought the latest war to an end. This agreement granted the Huguenots limited religious freedoms and control of several fortified towns. But the settlement remains fragile, and many Catholics believe it grants too much to people they regard as heretics. Many Huguenots, meanwhile, doubt that the Catholic crown can be trusted to keep its promises. This marriage between Margot and Henry of Navarre is intended to strengthen this precarious peace, but bringing the country's leading Protestants into overwhelmingly Catholic Paris is a dangerous gamble. The city's population is intensely hostile to the Huguenots. Catholic preachers have denounced the marriage, while the elaborate and expensive celebrations have angered Parisians already struggling with high taxes and rising food prices. Still, for now at least, the gamble appears to be paying off. Following the ceremony, Catherine returns with the royal party to a nearby palace, where days of banquets and festivities have been arranged. Catholic and Protestant wedding guests eat, dance, and celebrate together. Many have recently faced one another on the battlefield, but now they exchange bows and polite conversation beneath the roof of the royal palace. And Catherine has reason to take pride in this scene. Her efforts at reconciliation seem to be working, but behind all the smiles, she knows that the court remains divided. One of the most important nobles present is the 21-year-old Duke of Guise, the head of a powerful Catholic family. This young duke has inherited a bitter feud with the leading Huguenot commander, Gaspard de Coligny. 9 years earlier, the duke's father was assassinated by a Protestant gunman. Although Coligny denied ordering the killing, the Guise family held him responsible. The duke has grown up believing that Coligny helped arrange his father's murder, and now he is face to face with Coligny at this royal wedding. Catherine de' Medici watches carefully as the rival factions mingle inside the palace. This marriage has brought them together for now, but it cannot erase years of hatred, fear, and bloodshed. So the peace between them will not hold. A few days after the wedding, an attempt will be made on Gaspard de Coligny's life. Coligny will survive, but suspicion will immediately fall on the Guise family, and before long, on Catherine de' Medici herself. History Daily is sponsored by Progressive. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. And here's a helpful fact that you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple, too. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive Auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Your social media feed delivers plenty of advice, but it doesn't know you. It doesn't ask questions. It doesn't give physical exams or order tests. Doctors do. At the American Medical Association, we believe the best care starts with a real conversation with someone who understands the science and your unique health. So stay curious, ask questions, but when it's time to make decisions, make them with a doctor. Learn more at AMAHealthVersusHype.org. That's AMAHealthVSHype.org.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. If you travel a lot with your dog like I do with Doug, feeding them well on the road can get surprisingly complicated, especially when you're touring 30 plus cities, staying in hotels, flying, driving, and basically living out of a suitcase. Frozen dog food sounds great until you realize you don't exactly have a freezer backstage. That's why I started bringing Just Fresh from Just Food for Dogs. It's real fresh dog food made with human-grade ingredients with meat and vegetables you can see in the bowl, but the difference is it's shelf-stable, which means I don't need a freezer or a cooler and there's no prep. So now I can throw a few packs in my bag and Doug still gets a healthy meal wherever we are. Doug absolutely loves it. And I like knowing I am feeding my baby something that's actually good for him. It's also the number one vet recommended fresh dog food made without preservatives or fillers. Go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.
It's the morning of August 22nd, 1572, in Paris, 4 days after the wedding between Princess Margot and Henry of Navarre. The leading Huguenot commander, Gaspard de Coligny, leaves the royal palace shortly after 11 o'clock. The 53-year-old has spent the morning attending a meeting of the king's council. And now, accompanied by several attendants, he walks through the narrow streets toward his lodgings. The lavish celebrations that have accompanied the royal wedding are finally drawing to an end. And despite the deep hostility between Catholics in Paris and the hundreds of Huguenot visitors, the festivities have passed without major violence. But as Coligny walks along, reading a document, a loud bang echoes down the street. His papers scatter into the dirt, and he cries out. A bullet has ripped through his right hand and buried itself in his left arm. Coligny staggers, but remains standing. His companions spot smoke drifting from a window above and rush toward the building. But the gunman has already escaped. So Coligny is carried bleeding to his lodgings, where surgeons begin treating his wounds. King Charles IX is playing tennis when news of the shooting reaches him. And furious that an attack has taken place so close to the royal palace, he throws down his racket and strides off the court. He immediately appoints officials to investigate and orders measures to prevent disorder in the capital. Later that afternoon, Charles visits Coligny at his lodgings. The Queen Mother, Catherine de' Medici, accompanies him, along with several leading members of the royal court. They find Coligny in severe pain, but he assures Charles that he will live. For his part, the king promises Coligny that justice will be done. But outside, anger is spreading among the Protestant nobles in Paris. They entered this fiercely Catholic city to attend the wedding under royal guarantees of safety, and now their most important leader has been shot in broad daylight. Many point the finger at the ultra-Catholic House of Guise. After all, the young Duke of Guise has a powerful motive. He has always believed that Coligny was responsible for the assassination of his father, and the shot was fired from a building connected to the Guise family. But other Protestants suggest that Catherine de' Medici could be responsible. Recently, Coligny has been urging King Charles to intervene in the Netherlands, where Dutch rebels are fighting Spanish rule. Catherine is firmly against the proposal, believing that war with Spain would be devastating for France. And perhaps she has tried to kill Coligny to remove a dangerous voice from her son's ear. But whether it was the Duke of Guise or the Queen Mother who ordered the attack, it's clear to the Huguenots in Paris that Catholics were behind it. They demand the king punish the perpetrators, whoever they are, or they will take matters into their own hands. Soon, reports of armed and furious Huguenots in the capital raise fears of a new Protestant uprising, and Catherine and her son suddenly face an increasingly dangerous situation. If the investigation implicates the Queen Mother or the Guise family, Paris's militant Catholics could riot. But if the crown fails to find and punish those responsible for the attack on Coligny, the Huguenot nobles in the city could unleash violent retribution of their own, even spark a new civil war. So throughout August 23rd, Charles consults with his mother and a small circle of advisors. Eventually, after hours of talk, a decision is made. Rather than risk a Huguenot uprising, the crown will strike first. It's not an order to kill every Protestant in Paris. Instead, it's a plan to eliminate a limited group of leading Huguenot nobles, including Gaspard de Coligny. And by late August 23rd, the city's gates are under guard. Sections of the militia have been mobilized, and troops are preparing to move against the Huguenot leaders. but Paris is already on edge. Catholic residents have spent years listening to sermons denouncing the Huguenots as heretics and traitors. Many of them are already enraged by their mere presence at the royal wedding. Others believe the Protestants are about to attack the city. So when the people of Paris realize that the crown has sanctioned the killing of Protestants, the violence will spread far beyond the names selected by the royal council, and a plan for a limited political assassination will ignite one of the most infamous religious massacres in European history. History Daily is sponsored by Progressive. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. And here's a helpful fact that you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple, too. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive Auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Your social media feed delivers plenty of advice, but it doesn't know you. It doesn't ask questions. It doesn't give physical exams or order tests. Doctors do. At the American Medical Association, we believe the best care starts with a real conversation with someone who understands the science and your unique health. So stay curious, ask questions, but when it's time to make decisions, make them with a doctor. Learn more at amahealthversushype.org. That's amahealthvshype.org.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
It's the early hours of August 24th, 1572 in Paris, 2 days after the attack on Gaspard de Coligny. In the royal palace, Catherine de' Medici stands by the window in her dark chamber, waiting for a church bell to toll. Knowing what is about to happen, Catherine hasn't been able to sleep. Her son, the King of France, may have given the fateful orders, but Catherine was part of the council that made the decision, and she helped write the list of noblemen who will die. So all the promises of peace and protection that were given to the Huguenots before the wedding will be broken tonight. But Catherine tells herself that it is for the good of France. In the distance, the church bell rings, and at that signal, all across Paris, armed men break down doors and storm through passageways. They enter bedrooms and wake sleeping noblemen with daggers and swords. Among the first to die is Gaspard de Coligny. He is resting at his lodgings, still recovering from the wounds he suffered in the failed attempt on his life, until the men from the House of Guise burst in. They kill the guards and then stab Coligny himself before throwing him out the window. Waiting outside is the young Duke of Guise. He didn't want to miss this moment when he finally gained revenge for his father's death. Coligny's body lands at his feet, and the Duke kicks the corpse before moving on to the next name on the list. But the violence does not remain limited to the crown's original targets. As news of the killing spreads, members of the Paris militia and crowds of Catholic civilians join the attack. Huguenot men, women, and children are hunted through the streets. Homes and businesses are broken into. Bodies are stripped, mutilated, and thrown into the River Seine. This bloodshed soon spreads beyond Paris as well. During the following weeks, massacres take place in towns and cities all across France. As many as 20,000 people die, but the true number of victims will never be known. For centuries, Catherine de' Medici will be portrayed as the calculating mastermind behind the slaughter. She was undoubtedly involved in the royal discussions that preceded the attack, but historians will debate the extent of her culpability. Some will say she proposed the assassinations and persuaded Charles to approve them. Others will insist that she was one of just several advisors who counseled the king and shared responsibility for what happened, when in order to eliminate political rivals became one of the most notorious explosions of religious violence in European history on August 24, 1572. Next on History Daily, August 25, 1875, Captain Matthew Webb becomes the first person to swim across the English Channel. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily, hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohammed Shazi. Sound design by Molly Bach. Music by Throng. This episode is written and researched by Owen Paul Nichols. Edited by William Simpson. Managing producer Emily Burke. Executive producers are William Simpson for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. Traveling with Doug is one of my favorite things, but when you're on tour like I am, bouncing between 35 cities, feeding your dog can get complicated. And that's why I started bringing Just Fresh from Just Food for Dogs. It's real fresh dog food made with human-grade ingredients that he's been obsessed with. But it's shelf-stable, so I don't need a freezer or a cooler or a whole travel operation just to feed my dog. Doug loves it, and I feel good giving it to him. So go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.
A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.